burning air so damp the dew. Oh, I know you can feel it too. Burning off this childish pain. Help me see the endless change. Running again and again I stray. From what do I run away? Searching for what is under. I like to pick at my wounds until they bleed.
Phoebe Hunt and the Gatherers in the WVTF studio for Roots Down Session. That's from the new album, Shanti's Shadow, Pink and Blue. Welcome, guys. How are you doing?
We're great. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for joining me in the WVTF studio. During our fall fun drive, encouraging folks to go to the website and make a pledge to keep this fine music on the radio, WVTF.org. Want to get into this new album, Shanti Shadow, talk about how it came about. I understand you spent quite a bit of time at a meditation center in India, and then stayed over there and studied music for a while, then came back stateside and jumped into making this album. What was that process?
Just about like exactly what you said.
Okay, we're done.
You've got it. You know, for a long time I'd been wanting to try a 10-day Vipassana meditation retreat, which is 10 days of silence. And synchronistically, I met Kala Ramnath, this incredible violinist and vocalist, who I felt a real liking with and wanted to study with her and just felt, you're my teacher. And she said, come to India to study music. Why don't you just come to India and bring your friends? And so I did. You know, I sent out a big email to a bunch of friends in New York saying, is anyone interested in going to India to study music together? And a bunch of people replied. We had about 10 people that decided to come with us. And so Dominic and I, the mandolin player here you're listening to, who's my husband, we decided to get there a little bit earlier and do a 10-day Vipassana meditation while we were in India. So we did 10 days of silence, and then we came out of that silence and went straight to a music retreat. And Jared on the bass here was one of the people who joined us on that trip. And then we were all super inspired, and we, you know, got back to America and to New York, and we had a focus and a determination and just decided to record an album.
How does a person as creative as yourself, or any creative person, deal with a 10-day silent meditation when you're supposed to clear your mind, but you've got so much in your mind that you want to say?
Right. Yeah, you take it like a present. You never really get to have silence, so it's a gift, really, to give yourself 10 whole days of it where you're like, okay, let's hit the reset button. And It can be a challenge for sure not to talk for a while, but it's also really refreshing. You have nothing to do but then be with yourself. And it can be really scary, but it can be really rewarding. And it's interesting, the girl that was my roommate there, who I didn't meet for 10 days, but yet we were sharing room quarters. You know, we didn't speak to each other. We didn't look at each other. We were just in the same room sleeping. But then at the end of 10 days, we did finally meet each other. And she was expressing to me an idea on this very same thing, on creativity, and how when you do something like that, 10 days of silence, there's a reward that comes at the end of it. That's like all that creativity you've been saving bottles up together and becomes one big package deal. Instead of just little bits of it spewing out over those 10 days, you've like kind of cultivated it. And for me, the reward was actually the lyrics to that song we just played, Pink and Blue. Some pieces of them had been coming to me during the meditation, and I had been doing my best not to think about them and also not to forget them. Because part of the meditation retreat was not writing or reading anything either. And so at the end of the 10 days, when we finally got the opportunity to communicate again, the first thing I did was I grabbed my journal and I wrote down the lyrics to that song. So that was kind of my package. And then I decided when I went to the music retreat, I would write the music part during the retreat. And that's when I wrote the music, the fiddle tune part to that song.
I imagine you would come out of that experience extremely focused.
Yeah, we were pretty focused, and it's lingered. I feel it fading sometimes. It also was just a beginning of an endless journey, and it was a teachings that can stay with you for the rest of your life. We got back and realized it doesn't take a trip to India to start practicing meditation. It doesn't take a trip to India to focus on your music study as deeply as you can. I can do that in my room in New York. There's just more distractions.
All right, well, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the title of the album, where that came from. But first, let's hear another song from the album. What do you have?
Sweet. We're going to switch gears a little bit and do a song called Lint Head Gal that I actually wrote with Sean Mullins, who I hear you guys had here.
Sean Mullins came in to the studio a while ago, and we had a great time with Sean. He was playing down at the Harvester. What a great guy.
He's such a great guy.
Very wonderful.
Mm-hmm. We were hanging out with some friends in Nashville, and at the studio of a friend, Laurie White Cannon, who Chuck White is her husband. They're both incredible musicians and songwriters, and Laurie had just produced Sean's album. She was out of town, but when I reached out to her to see if we could like stay with her while we were in town, she said, I'm gone, but just house sit for me, if you don't mind. And here are the keys to the studio. Call an engineer if you want. Use it if you want. And we were in Nashville for 3 days, and at this beautiful house that she has, and she... You know, we fed her dogs, and Sean Mullins happened to also be traveling back to Nashville and needed a place to stay, and also was staying at her house. And he walked into the living room where Dominic and I and our other friends, Kai Welch and Heather Robb, were hanging out, deciding we wanted to use that studio time for something. We didn't know what it was going to be, and we were like, let's write a song. And we were hanging out with Sean Mullins, and he enters, and he goes, I don't want to interrupt your process at all. I just want to meet you guys. And he's got such a great presence, and we all stepped outside on the porch for a second and decided, and he started telling us about his grandmother, who was a lint head gal. She moved from the country into the city during the Industrial Revolution and started working in the factories.
And that's what a lint head gal is.
That's what a lint head gal is. And I was like, what? I've never heard of that before. And I ran and got my journal, and just outside with Sean, I was like, tell me all about her. Telling me all about your grandma. And so we got back in the room and we wrote this song.
All right, Phoebe Hunt and the Gatherers from the new album Shanti's Shadow, Lint Head Gal, in a Roots Down session from WVTF.
Got no blood related. I once had a man. story about your dark-eyed, lint-haired gal of mercy and of glory, of mercy and of glory.
Phoebe Hunt and the Gatherers in a Roots Down session on WVTF Music from the new album Shanti's Shadow. Lint-haired gal, she got a razor in her garter. Stay away from her.
You never know what I might pull out.
Shanti's Shadow, the name of the new album. Phoebe, you have said that you wanted to remain as raw and vulnerable as possible on this album to share your shadow. Shanti is your first name. Explain the album title for us.
Not everybody knows it, but Shanti is a mantra. Om Shanti, 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 spoken often, and that means peace. And when they say it three times, it's like peace in the physical world and in your inner world and in the spiritual world. Peace be with you. And it's actually my first name. My mom named me Shanti because she and my dad were hippies. I'm just kidding. they met at a yoga ashram where they were disciples of Swami Satchidananda. And they had left the ashram by the time I was in her womb, obviously. But she felt I was Shanti, and so she named me that. But I've been going by Phoebe, which is my middle name, my whole life, because my grandmother was named Phoebe. And we just, you know, she wanted her granddaughter to be called Phoebe. So everyone calls me Phoebe, and I love the name Phoebe, but Shanti is my real name. And Shanti's shadow refers to the shadow side, which is, you know, in lots of different traditions, people regard the shadow as kind of the ego. And we all have one, and I do, and we all, I feel like I have to move through my ego in order to get the music that's from inside of me out into the world. So Shanti's shadow is Phoebe Hunt. It's this thing I have to do. It's this engine I have to roll. It's my Facebook posts. It's, you know, marketing and branding and all the things you have to do in order to just bring your music into the world. That's Shanti's shadow.
And when you were in India, you discovered that the person whom you were named after passed away.
Yes. While we were on the journey, while we were in the Vipassana, my grandmother actually passed. And that was my personal struggle during that Vipassana, because although it had been something I'd been wanting to do for a really long time and that I knew my soul needed it, and I had also made a promise to my grandmother that I would be at her funeral. And yet I was across the world, and I was not in Texas with my family. Instead, I was in India in the middle of nowhere, signing a paper that said I was not going to leave this place for 10 days, and I'm going into silence. And I felt a bit selfish for that decision and that I wasn't with my family. But then while I was in the Vipassana, I realized, you know, spirits and souls are eternal, and I could send her my blessing from wherever I was, and she would receive it. And I had a turnaround on my guilt conscious. I realized I needed to do what was right for my soul, and that I loved her, and she could feel that love.
It's a very moving experience all the way around on that trip. Let's talk about the music on the album, diversity of songs on this album, from Lint-haired Gal to instrumentals with an Indian music influence to, well, almost heartbreak honky-tonk song. If we could close out on that one, it's Just For Tonight. Phoebe Hunt and the Gatherers in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session.
Just for tonight, won't you hold me like you've never had? Just for tonight, won't you want my memory? Can we fly through the night on a gold tapestry, waking up in the morn to our river of dreams? Just hold me tight, just for tonight. Won't you hold me like you've never held me before? Just for for tonight. Put your hand on my skin. With a comforting glance, wash away all my pain. Won't you ask me to dance on that fairyland train? Just hold me candlelit room.